A windy weekend, but that doesn't stop Patriots. Grab what's called a coat. We'll be out at different locations with petition signing, recall petition signing. Log on to takingnevadaback.com. You can find out where all the different locations are, and you can see the countdown there. We only have 2 weeks left, so get your signature on that petition. Got a wind, severe wind advisory going through Washoe Valley. Wow, that's just, yeah, a semi already over. That driver is not going to have a fantastic weekend. I hope Dave does. There, you got a double shot of your song, Dave, dancing around there. And I can't think of a better way to start this segment. We'll get to the poll question and stuff like that in just a minute. But without looking at a topic with one of my favorite all-time comedians, because he and Joan Rivers always told it like it is.
As long as you put up with it, which means, of course, any time they want, because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol.
Oh, God bless that man for telling it like it is. And on so many different topics. So please, whatever you do this weekend, take some time and pull up YouTube or pull out the videos. I've actually got a few videos that I enjoy, but pull up George Carlin. Yeah, he cusses, but so what? You know, he's giving you the truth, which you're not allowed to do anymore if you're a comedian. So let's go back to the talk and text. Let me actually give you the quick poll question today. Do you think that with Mayor Sheevy and the governor's new, you know, panics and everything once again about COVID-19, do you think that they need to open up the meetings? Open up our meetings, city, county, state, to the public again. Without all this BS about COVID. So far, 90% are saying yes. They never should have been shut down in the first place. Take precautions. It's easy. But stop silencing the public's voice. 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And thank you to everybody who came out to Nissan yesterday and who supported and helped Fish, Friends in Service Helping, because that is what is going to make a difference with our community, and that's helping our friends and neighbors. You are my friends and neighbors, so let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Christy this morning. Christy, you want to talk about the Los Angeles Police Department getting rid of their sexual assault unit?
I do, darling. And by the way, thanks for popping by. That was so cool to see you that day.
I needed that Christy hug. I'm sorry I interrupted
that.
Your
Monica
class,
Hugg.
But...
Oh, no. Anytime. My class was so happy to see you there. But here's what I don't get. Okay, my attack occurred in the 70s in Los Angeles, okay, before mm-hmm. use a gun, go to jail. So they're going to take all these people out of the sexual assault unit, okay, so they can stick them on parole. I'm sorry, on patrol, so they can do what? Issue tickets for rape and things like that, that, as we know, who's the biggest, and I hate that we call them this, but who's the biggest victim of rape? It's women.
Yeah.
So now we're going to again say, we don't matter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're already telling rape, and I'm sorry, this is what it is. We are survivors. We are not freaking victims, and I'm sick of hearing it. We are not victims. We're rape survivors. You call a breast cancer survivor, you call them a survivor. You don't call them a victim, do you? We talk about this in my classes, but sorry, I am so hot about this because they're taking it away from sexual assault. They're going to cut air support, gang, and narcotics. I grew up in L.A., and this is the worst freaking thing they could do. You might as well throw a fence around that whole county.
What I don't understand, well, wasn't that the movie Escape from L.A. or something?
Yeah. Nothing but animals on patrol.
But Christy, what I don't understand is how does that save money if you're just taking, you know, if you're shutting down the sexual assault unit and moving those people someplace else? How does that save money?
It doesn't, and here's what's going to happen now. The sexual assault units, because I was an investigator, those are the units that prep the case for prosecution. The guys that are on patrol, they don't have that kind of background and experience. They know how to stop people right at that moment from patrol, but they don't have the experience to document and investigate and prosecute these cases. So all L.A. County is saying right now is, hey, you're going to get a ticket for everything you do wrong in our county. You're going to get a ticket if you're a gang member. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. Even in Kern County, we had somebody that we knew in Kern County that had six times that he was arrested as a felon and a gangbanger in possession of a firearm, and they dismissed it in furtherance of justice. Let that sink in.
I'm more afraid.
California's gone cuckoo.
I'm more afraid to go into Southern California than I am about COVID, what they have going on down there. So, Christy, God bless. You are a survivor, and you help other survivors, and you help people protect themselves. So if you didn't notice, that's Christy Scott from Battleborne Ammunition and Firearms in Carson City. Thank you, Christy. Had to throw you out a little plug there, too. You have a fantastic weekend. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Ted. Ted wants to talk about the National Guard. Hi, Ted. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate everything you do. But I just wanted to tell you about an incident last week. I always go to Mills Park in Carson City and do a little workout with my dog in a huge area where nobody was there. All of a sudden, about 30 National Guard, and they all look like they're 15 to me, they all come in with a trailer and start setting up delineators, tables. They got their mask on, and they're telling me, well, you can't stay here because we're having COVID testing. And they're putting up signs and waving people and trying to, but the reason I'm saying this, one, it was just so creepy to be surrounded by, you know, all of a sudden the you know, government can just do that and tell you to leave, but whatever. But it's Sissy Britches putting all this out there so he can take the numbers and just start saying, oh my God, the numbers are coming up so much. And you can tell he's just swamping the place with all this testing. So it makes it look like things are so bad. Anyway, I just wanted to say that just, you know, it's just so annoying that.
Well, I'm glad you did, Ted, because I didn't know that had happened. I know Renown is like, you know, blocking off their parking garage again and starting all that BS. But I think this is coming up for, again, the quarantines and the restrictions. Yeah. And that's exactly what I'd like how you said, Sissy Pants. That's exactly what he wants to do. Uh-huh. And the shutdown, because, again, it's about the election. So if we lock everything down again, how are we going to get recounts? How are we going to be told what's really going on? Not by Democrats. That's for dang sure.
Just fake numbers. Man, it's so annoying. I just moved 5 months ago from L, not L.A., down in Orange County, lived in Mission Viejo. And I thought it was bad down there. I get up here and I was like, holy smokes. This
That's the Californication of Nevada. And it's gotten bad. But hang in there because it's going to get better.
You bet. Oh, man, Trump's going to kill it. We're on it. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Ted. Bye-bye. Appreciate the call. So we've got Jim Groth on the line right now, wants to talk about the rally tomorrow. Jim, thank you so much for calling in. Are you ready for tomorrow? And the big question is, what about the weather?
Yeah, I'm ready. We're ready. We're ready to rock and go ahead and bring thousands of people together. I think that looking at the forecast right now, it looks like we may have some, you know, scattered rain over the next 12 hours, but I think a clearing and a high of 50.
They have these amazing things called coats.
Yes. Patriot coats, you know, be patriotic, Liberty coats. Yeah. You know, and what jogged me just to call you, I meant to give you a call, you know, on Friday afternoon or Friday morning here, you know, get on the radio one last time. But, you know, hearing the gentleman call in about the National Guard, you know, if you remember back 12 or 13 months, Monica, you know, myself and my daughter, Alyssa, we talked to you and came in and talked about the National Guard. And it's just, it reminds me, you know, when you get a thug dictator like Sisolak as the commander in chief of the Nevada Guard, you have the Guard doing stuff like that. Not out training to war fight, not out flying helicopters and doing the things that they should do and training as scouts and armor and all the normal, regular training that the Guard should do. We're taking them and making them control COVID experts.
It's just
it's crazy. Yeah.
And it's disappointing that, you know, these men and women who are here to help and be ready at the moment, that Sisolak is using them with, I believe, again, it's just my opinion, an ulterior motive. You know, it's just not, it's not right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, Jim,
using them being the key phrase, yes.
Yeah. As I look at the forecast here for tomorrow, some scattered showers in the morning, but at 12 o'clock, it's supposed to be sunshine and partly cloudy. So I'll look at that as partly sunny.
You bet.
50 degrees.
Give us a plug, Monica. We're ready to go.
See you tomorrow at the state capitol at 12 o'clock. We are ready. Doesn't matter what Mother Nature throws at us, but as usual, Mother Nature wants this to happen. So it doesn't really matter. Oh, wow. It's got a little wind gust there here. Jim, thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Let's take a quick break. And then I'll be back with some more goodies. I'm going to compile some of your texts and your emails here so we can get through it and the poll question again. But as I bring you that, I added something to my webpage. I found it very interesting. Took me 3 hours to get through it, but I'll tell you more about it when we come back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'm so glad you're with me today, and whatever day that you can spend with me, I love it. Love it. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to us by Nissan of Carson City. Despite the Reno mayor and governor of Nevada's COVID concerns, should city, county, state meetings be reopened to the public to attend in person? That's today's question and through the weekend. 991FMTalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, which is the bigger threat to our republic? Wow. 11% voted for politicians of those participating. 14% voted for uneducated voters. Those people who just go about their daily lives and don't pay attention. 21% said social media. They censor stuff. They don't let the truth get out. But 54% of those participating in the poll felt that the media is the bigger threat to our republic. Because of the misinformation that they put out, because of the not even covering certain stories. You know, I guess it's not misinformation if you don't even cover it. Doing the bidding every single day of the Democrats, that's basically what they do. As referring to the poll, this is from Dave. Yes, open the meetings and get rid of it virtual. Give the city council members plexiglass panels. It works for everybody else. Yeah, it does. You can go to the salons. You can go to the restaurants. You can go shopping for groceries. But why can't you give your opinion in person to the Reno City Council? Yeah. Just wanted to know your thoughts on that. I know what mine are. One of the reasons that I push YouTube, and it's not a great site, there are other awesome sites, but I haven't been tracking them as much. You fall into your old habits. BitChute is good. Rumble is good to watch videos to see, you know, there are some people trying to get the truth out. But I still fall back to YouTube. So I find this an interesting story that you're probably not going to catch.
Biden and the Democrats are very, very keen to ignore any of the concerns around the election results. Now, we know, and you heard this earlier, dead people voted beyond dispute. Mail-in votes were backdated, according to whistleblowers. It appears as though voter fraud has been quite extensive, and it's gone on and on and on. But Joe Biden says, we won. Let's pretend that doesn't exist, and let's have the lefty media call it fake news. But there is actually a problem with this, and Bronwyn, you mentioned it earlier, because Biden said he would wait to declare victory until all proper processes had been undertaken. Here it is.
Vice President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted? And will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes. Here's the deal. They count the ballots, as you pointed out. Some of these ballots in some states can't even be opened until election day. And if there's thousands of ballots, it's going to take time to do it.
Well, Bronwyn, you raised the term of certification.
Yes.
There's the evidence. Biden agrees with you. But now he insists upon being the presumptive winner already. Is that hypocrisy?
Well, of course it is. But why are we surprised? He is trying to be and playing the gentleman on that occasion in that debate. All he wants to do is be the president. He'll be quite without power. The real power behind the throne will be Kamala Harris.
Wow. Honesty in reporting. Did you hear the accents, though? Did you hear the terms? Throne. Bronwyn is a name for a woman. Yeah. That's Sky News out of Australia. So Australia is putting out more accurate news than this country. That's why I urge you to go on to these different sites. Dan, bring that back up. That's why I urge you to go on to these different sites to get some real facts, get some information that Australia Sky News is actually doing more than the media here in this country. And that's why people don't trust it. So, Dan, can you throw up that alert for me once again? It looks as though the president is going to be speaking on this Friday the 13th. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say. I wonder if the news media will cut away like they did with Kayleigh McEnany, or like they've done with the president's COVID reports when people were clamoring for them. Heck, I wonder who will even carry it. So, just so you know, that's going to be coming up in a couple of hours. So, be listening. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. An update on the counts, an update on COVID, maybe? Not quite sure. But it will be at 1 o'clock, if I do my math right. I'm sorry, what was it? Okay, and we will carry it. It's going to be at 1 o'clock, if I'm doing my math right, because it's 4 p.m. Eastern, so it'll be 1 o'clock here, and it's going to be anchored, so we'll have it for you. He's going to talk about warp speed, so that's going to be COVID-related. He's also going to be, I'm sure, speaking of the election as well. So be listening for that. 1 o'clock, we will be back with that. But until then, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me as we begin to wrap up the show here on the Monica J. Show. And that is some crazy, crazy things going on right now all across the country. And I want you to be ready for it. Ken called back, had a glitch on the phone, and hopefully we'll get Ken Gray here in just a moment to talk about the elections here in Nevada. Because should we be going forward? Should the counties acknowledge the counts, the counties that used Dominion software? Well, the only county that didn't use Dominion was Carson City. Imagine that. So do you want an audit of each county? I'm curious as to that. Can we not get Ken on the line? That's frustrating. All right, trying to get Ken Gray, Lyon County Commissioner. We were talking about this last Saturday night, that the county commissioners, the counties need to be involved in every single county across Nevada to make sure that these votes are accurate, that these votes are not cheated, that they haven't been changed, even here in Washoe County. Why do I say this? We have seen Dominion software has been manipulated. And so I've had to educate myself more on this. So, you know, registrars can say safe. It's, you know, and as I was touting 2 weeks ago, you know, I did it in person because I could see the receipt right there. That receipt means nothing unless it is audited. Because the switch between the Dominion software is not while you're voting. It's not while you look at that paper receipt. It's while that computer is being connected to the Secretary of State's office. That's where the program is set to change numbers. So personally, I want it audited. Do we have Commissioner Gray on the line? All right, let's go to Ken Gray, Lyon County Commissioner. And Ken, we were talking about this last Saturday at a wonderful event we were at.
Oh, that was great.
I don't even want to mention how many people were there because I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
There was 49.
There was 49 and one server. It was amazing.
Well, now and, it's 48.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 48 and two servers. So, Ken, what do you want to do about this election?
I think, honestly, what I would like to see is a do-over. I don't know that we're going to be able to get that. People are saying, audit the votes. People are saying all kinds of different things. But the problem is one of the biggest problems has been the signature verification process. What they did is they separated the signatures from the ballot. So now there's no way to know, there's really no way to audit them. So, what do you do in that case? Throw the ballot out, and only count the in person, which I'd be okay with, but I don't think anybody else would. But we're supposed to be the bastion of democracy in this world. We send our troops forward to instill democracies throughout the world. And
the world
we can't
is
even
watching.
Get a simple election completed without huge questions. I'm embarrassed for our country.
So I'm getting information here as I'm going through my sites and stuff, and it looks as though this was just put out a few minutes ago that Michigan and Pennsylvania are on the verge of flipping for Trump. And things are about to explode, and that's where I've always said, be prepared to protect your family because the left is going to go crazy. But that's the thing, Ken. I want all of them audited. I want even the ones that went for Trump audited, because this Dominion software is everywhere.
Exactly. And you've heard about, what's gone on with the candidate's name up in Michigan, who has basically proven that there was an algorithm that was put in place to flip votes, based on weighted, weighted candidates and stuff. I'm waiting to see where that's going to go. And the other one I think it's going to flip is Georgia. I still think Georgia's going to flip.
I don't trust Nevada. I don't trust our leaders here. And I want to see every county in Nevada redone. I don't care about the cost.
I agree with you.
I
will sacrifice money for a free and impartial election.
Thank you. It's peace of mind.
I won my election.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Ken, is did you win it by a lot or did you win it by a little? I want accurate numbers.
Right. I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. I've got something on the line as well. I would have to run a new campaign, and I'm okay with that. And I think anybody that believes in our representative republic would be okay with that. I can't see why the Democrats are putting up such a fight when there are such huge questions.
Not just the Democrats, the media as well.
But the media. Well, there's even Republicans that are coming out saying just accept it. And I don't believe in just accepting it. I think that's a crock.
No, I think those Republicans who are coming out to say just accept it, I think they're being exposed for the rhinos they are.
Absolutely. Ken, they're self-identifying.
I know your politics. You know my politics. Will there ever be a process that we can ever get the rhinos out of office?
Well, I think it starts right back at, like you said, our voting process. I think we need to really look hard at how we vote. Maybe I'm a traditionalist, I don't know, but I think we need to go to one day of voting where you show up in person, unless you've got a valid reason for not being able to, and you request in writing an absentee ballot, and you vote on that day and that day only.
Yeah, no more of this BS.
And you do it
this
in paper.
BS.
Remove technology. Yeah.
Well, we found even the courts were trying to usurp the legislature in, which one was it? Was it Pennsylvania? I can't remember. I have to look back at it. But the legislature makes the rules, not the courts.
Yep.
So
that's in the Constitution.
Yeah, it's so troubling. So I know you can't listen every day because you're working and yada yada yada. But I mentioned something yesterday, and I've already gotten a couple of emails and a couple of texts on it to make it clear that I believe wholeheartedly it's all about the primary. And I'm not going to ask who you're going to vote for. I'm not going to ask who you're going to support, because I think that's, your own personal opinion for everybody out there. But I will be registering when the time comes. But I'm going to start telling people now, as I did yesterday, I will be running in the primary for CD2. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be full. Joel Beck said that he was going to run again. I'm pretty sure that there's a couple of state senators who are going to run and put their names in.
I think there's going to be some county commissioners that are going to run from Washoe. There's at least one county commissioner from Washoe that I know of.
I know exactly who you're talking about. And I think that we need to start paying attention to every single race. Don't wait. Be suspicious of those people who wait until the filing day to say that they're going to run.
They want to see what the field is like and, you know, what political machinations they can work up.
Yeah. And what deals they can make. So if you're going to run for office, we need good people running for office like Ken. Ken didn't want to run for office. He wanted to enjoy his retirement, his family, be a part of the community. But Ken, thank you so much for, putting all that aside and doing what you do. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's like I said, it's just one more way to fight for my my country. And, I couldn't do it in uniform anymore. So, it's time to bring it home. We took that oath, to fight all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it seems like it's more of a domestic fight these days than anything.
Yeah. I hate to compare you to other people, but you're our Dan Crenshaw without the eye patch.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So yeah, he's a good guy. We don't always agree, but then again, if we always agreed, there'd be a problem. But actually,
yeah, there wouldn't be.
I do like Dan. I actually had a chance to meet him last year.
We wouldn't have any fun if we weren't able to disagree about something. I mean, come on.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, you get back to work.
Yeah, I got to share real quick. Sorry, I think I embarrassed the guy. We were walking through the tunnels underneath the Capitol last year, and I see Dan walking towards me, and I had to stop him. I stopped and said, "You're one of my heroes, I got to tell you." And it was pretty funny. We actually stood there and talked for like 5 minutes. Just a really neat guy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that's what you have to do. You have to meet the politicians. You have to meet the people who are representing you, not just vote for them. You have to meet them as well.
You have to know who they are. You have to know them. And you have to hold them accountable. It's a two-step process. And I don't think we do enough. Enough of the holding people accountable aspect.
Well, it falls into the category of Lou Dobbs and saying that, Lindsey Graham has betrayed the country. What do you do? Do you vote for a Democrat then, or do you keep the status quo? And I'm tired of the status quo, Ken.
I am as well, but that, it goes back to the primary. In my case, if it comes down to a Democrat and a Republican, especially in the Senate race, I'm going to vote every time to keep that seat in our column. There's just too many things that can go wrong. And at least we have a fighting chance when, that it's an R in that column.
Yeah. And luckily we're going to have a little bit more of a fighting chance in the legislature this year coming up in
we pick up some assembly seats. Good.
3 months.
Yeah, I think we're going to mitigate the damage they wanted to do to us.
Boy, that's pretty sad that we only get to mitigate it. I want to reverse it.
It is, but it won't be a wholesale slaughter like it was in the last session and the special sessions. And and I wouldn't put it against them right now to have another special session between now and then.
Why do you say that?
Because they've still got the supermajority. And we're hearing more about lockdowns and more about other issues. Mm-hmm. So we shall see. I've heard nothing official, but I would not be surprised.
No, I am not surprised anything that this governor does. So, Ken, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you do for the great state of Nevada. And you keep us battle born.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you real soon. Primary. Less than a year and a half away. Don't sit on your hands. Don't sit on your rumps to decide if you want to do something. If you want to make a difference, you get out and you take the stand and you do it now. you say, I'm going to run for this. If I win, I'm going to make some great changes. If I lose, then I lose. But do it now. Don't listen to the game makers, the players out there who say, oh, no, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't run for that. And blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and we could have had Eddie Lorton in Marsha Birkbigler's seat. That was just kind of an easy give up. Just my thoughts and musings. But just know that this next primary for 2022, you better be able to speak up, be ready to speak up, and be wanting to speak up. Or everything that President Trump has given us, has worked so hard for us to accomplish, the states are just going to take it away. The Democrat-controlled states are just going to take it away. And that includes the city of Reno. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. To the three texts that I just got, yes, I am serious. I am going to run for CD2 in 2022. My husband and I have talked about it. A few friends who are a little bit better off than me have talked about it. And if I win, I will represent the state of Nevada like it should be represented. Hell hath no fury like, well, a pissed off American. AOC, Ilhan Omar, all the rest, worst nightmare. It's exactly what I would be. So let's wrap up the program with one more email. Well, sorry to break it to you, but I kind of have to side with that Anthony person you mentioned on the show. I asked you to play that song knowing full well that there's no way I can listen to it without dancing around like a maniac. You, on the other hand, played the song, knowing full well that there's no way I'm going to hear it and not dance around like a maniac. Liberals say that things you bring on yourself are not your own fault. Something someone else is clearly to blame. Therefore, I blame you for my coworkers being now convinced that I am a weirdo and have lost my mind. I have no problem with this. So thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend. I join you at the rally, but I've already got a prior commitment for the weekend. Hope it's a good one. Dave, like you said, I'm sorry your coworkers think you're a weirdo, but I don't think the song has anything to do with it. Much love. Thank you for the email. I appreciate it. That is pretty much the philosophy of the left. It's always somebody else's fault. There's a trophy for everybody. There's no excellence anymore. There's no accountability. The government should just take care of everything. Sit back for a second and think of how much gross domestic product we put out, the money that is generated in this great country, and that is shipped out everywhere else. What this country could be and what this country could actually do for its people. There would be warming centers for everyone everywhere. There would be health care for everyone everywhere. There would be transportation. There would be college education. There would be top-notch education. If socialism hadn't already embedded itself in this country. If politicians were more concerned with America first than with keeping their jobs and getting paid off. Think of how many countries we've rebuilt, and yet we can't rebuild ours. I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Have a beautiful weekend. And get out and live your life to the fullest. I'm going to be with the Patriots on Saturday. True vote. Every legal vote counts. Make your voice heard. 12 o'clock, State Capitol, tomorrow. Have a beautiful weekend. Mwah.